From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elisa Blyle. Officials found guilty of stealing public funds will face tougher penalties under a bill pre-filed in the Missouri Senate. Senate Bill 176 elevates punishment for official misconduct in the first degree from a misdemeanor to a Class E felony, which could bring up to a four-year prison term. During a news conference in Springfield Tuesday, State Auditor Nicole Galloway says since taking office, she's discovered hundreds of thousands of dollars missing or inappropriately spent by public officials.
Often the first question I get from citizens following an audit finding of financial mismanagement is how taxpayers can recover stolen or misappropriated funds.
The bill provides additional powers for the courts to recover funds through a civil judgment. It also empowers Missouri prosecutors and law enforcement to request Galloway's office conduct an independent audit of any local government suspected of fraud, misconduct, or abuse of public dollars. Jobs are on the rise while employment rates continue to decline in Missouri. The State Department of Economic Development announced on Tuesday that seasonally adjusted non-farm payroll employment grew by 1,900 jobs last month. Jobs again hit a record high with a total of more than 2.8 million in the state. The state gained about 57,000 jobs in the past year, which is a growth of a little more than 2%. Last month, the most job growth occurred in the accommodation and food services industry. Unemployment also dropped to 4.7% in November. That's down from 5.1% in October. Missouri agrochemical giant Monsanto is one step closer to a merger after shareholders approved a deal today. Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted reports.
German drug and chemical maker Bayer wants to pay $66 billion for Monsanto. Company shareholders voted to approve the merger at $128 a share. Monsanto CEO Hugh Grant said in a statement that the merger would allow the companies to do more to help farmers deal with climate change and food security. But the deal still must get the all clear from antitrust officials all over the world, including here in the U.S. If it's approved, it would further squeeze an industry already in consolidation mode. Including Monsanto and Bayer, five of the largest six agrochemical companies have plans to combine, which would leave farmers with fewer choices. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
Boeing will move the headquarters for its defense unit from St. Louis to the Washington, D.C. area. The move announced today by Chicago-based Boeing affects about a dozen top executives and some support staff. It will not impact the day-to-day operations for defense workers in St. Louis. A Boeing spokesman told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that the move reflects the company's desire to be closer to those in power in Washington and is unrelated to recent criticism from President-elect Donald Trump over the potential cost of the Air Force One presidential jet program. I'm Elisa Blyle, KBIA News, Columbia.